naturopath, author and hormone consultant Kim Bolson, who is with us again. How are you, Kim?
Good, thank you, Graham.
When I received your little email to tell me what you wanted to talk about today, I saw this line that said, overall, salt can be enjoyed and had on a daily basis. Now, we keep getting all of these experts saying that salt is bad for you. Too much salt in your diet leads to all sorts of problems. You don't totally agree with that.
No.
Right.
I don't.
Right.
So why?
Why?
You know what? I think humans have always had a love affair with salt. It's the salt and pepper shaker usually on the table. We grew up with that on the table. You go to restaurants, it's there. People don't tend to eat, maybe apart from your dear self, chips without salt or peanuts without salt. We have a salty part to our taste bud on the tongue. It's actually supposed to be there. If we weren't able to taste salt, we wouldn't have that little area on the tongue that does taste salt. In fact, apart from water, it's actually the most widespread ingredient consumed by mankind. So it's been around for a very long time. It was used as a preservative for foods. So it's with us. Now, we've had a lot of information come out over the years. In fact, I don't know where a lot of this stuff comes from, and I'm not sure who's producing all this, but we do know that small amounts of salt are highly beneficial for the body. It is meant to be there. You've got to have some sodium in your diet. And for these reasons, as far as health benefits go, we need salt or sodium, which is contained in salt, which is sodium and chloride, for making digestive enzymes, for example. So people with digestive problems, you know, be warned. Make sure that you're not eliminating salt totally, because you will cruel the digestive enzyme structure in your gut.
Okay, just let me stop you there. For someone like myself, now, I don't know why, but I've managed to wean myself off salt over the years, and we don't use salt at all. So is there a danger in that?
There can be, Graham, yes. A lot of people are actually, especially if they have cardio problems or higher than normal blood pressure, the first thing that specialists, well-meaning doctors will say is, okay, well, you know, cut back on the fat and the salt. But, in fact, you do need elements of, you know, the sodium, calcium, magnesium, potassium that are found in sea salt to actually help with heart function. So eliminating salt altogether can actually be counterproductive. It will lower your blood pressure. I give it to ladies with low blood pressure, and it just elevates it. It normalizes blood pressure. It does keep the heart functioning. It keeps the adrenals supported. People with adrenal fatigue, I say, well, go and lick a little salt bowl. Don't have the sugars. It's usually the salt that you need. So we do have a sweet palate. We have a salt, sweet, sour and bitter. You know, we are meant to take in some salt. Look, the thing is, though, Graham, as you and I know, and your listeners know, that the processed food industry, gosh, I mean, this is where we are taking in so much more than we do need. In fact, Australians consume about 8 to 12 grams of salt a day. So one small teaspoon, if you can imagine, a teaspoon equals about 5 grams. Now, in a particular hamburger, from one of the particular food chains here, which I won't mention, but I will mention the burger. Is that okay?
Yeah, for your life.
Good. It's an ultimate double whopper.
Right.
I won't say where you get it from.
Okay.
But that is, it's a laughing stock because it's renowned to contain about 6.5 grams of salt in every burger.
Mm. So what you're suggesting is, if you want to avoid those takeaway type foods, you will avoid the extra salt. But there's nothing wrong with having the little salt shaker on the table and maybe putting a little sprinkle on a meal.
Absolutely. A little bit of rock, a little bit of sea salt will give you all of those essential nutrients, the sodium, the calcium, magnesium, the potassium, that are necessary for digestive enzyme support, adrenal function and heart function. And in fact, I was looking at some research just recently where, you know, salt has always been to blame, or one of the things to blame for, you know, high blood pressure. There's very little correlative evidence to suggest this. Very little. In fact, if you think about the IV drips in hospital, you know, when you go into hospital, you have an operation, sometimes they'll pop you onto a saline drip.
Mm.
Well, that's sodium chloride. And you'll get in about 30 grams of salt per day. And yet they'll come around 5 times a day to monitor your blood pressure.
Yeah.
It barely goes up.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
See?
Okay, so the word is just avoid the unnatural.
The pro-
processed food that's got the salt in it.
Absolutely, and grab some sea salt or rock salt or some gourmet salt. And generally what I say is a little sprinkling on every meal. Absolutely fine. So a teaspoon gives you about 5 grams. The recommended allowance is around about that, which for me is also a lot, and probably for you would be also a lot. I don't cook with salt. I don't recommend you do that. But adding it as a flavouring substitute for health benefits, not only for taste but for health benefits, is surely a positive thing to do. But we are overdoing it. We are doubling up on our salt intake, which is creating problems. So again, processed foods, no good.
All right. Kim's the expert, naturopath, author and hormone consultant. By the way, you'll be making some trips to Warwick to do some clinics in May.
It looks like that, yes. Probably each month after that for a while. So if anybody's... I know I have a lot of country clients, both in Toowoomba and Warwick and far out. So just let them know that, I'll be up there in Warwick, and they can call me on 3848 9800 if they wish to make a booking.
3848 9800, or you could go to Kim's website, all the W's, Kim Bolson, BALSON.com. Thank you, Kim.
Thank you, Graham.
Focus on the Downs on 864 4GR.